Hallelujah. I want you to bow down your eyes and say, God, let your grace locate me today. To locate you by grace. Let the grace of God locate you and deliver you. Lord, I need your grace to free me this morning. Deliver me from the hands of the powers that are stronger than me. Lord, I come to you with the whole of my heart that your grace will deliver me this morning. Thank you, blessed Father, for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. God, I'm asking that you minister to everyone here. Touch them one by one. Set them free from their troubles. Heal their sicknesses. Deliver them from oppression. Save them from the power of the wicked. And let them have testimony to the glory of your name. At the end of this day, they shall be able to see of a truth that God has done it for them. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. I didn't hear a good amen. Praise the Lord. Before I give you my message today, listen to me. The Bible says in Titus in chapter 2. In Titus chapter 2. It says from verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. The theme of our program this year is the God of all possibilities. If God cannot save you from sin, there is nothing that you think or you want God to save you from again. Nothing. Hello? If you have not repented of your sin, if you are not born again, the devil has cheated you too much. If you are not living righteously in this world, you will regret that you were ever born. I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ, if you are still living in sin, if you are still living in immorality, you are still telling lies. You are still living wicked in a wicked life. You are still cheating people. You are still deceiving yourself. You know you are not saved. You are just playing church. I beg you this morning, be saved. Give your life to Jesus, because the time we are now is very, very dangerous. You hear what the Bible says? It said, looking for that blessed hope in verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know what we are looking for now? The glorious appearing of our Savior. If Jesus comes and you are not saved, and there is no record of righteousness in your book, it will be very dangerous. It will be a pitiable situation. I beg you this morning, give your life to Christ. Grace is still available now. But very soon, it might be over. So, do yourself a favor and be born again. You've had those of us who have been here from the beginning since on Thursday, you heard us talk about sin. There is nothing the devil can do with you until it causes you to be a sinner. Praise God. People look for God's help, but they are still in the camp of Satan. You want God to help you. You want God to do you good. But you have not repented of your sin.
They are not born again. Or you just play church. You go to church, you are still not saved. You are still a liar. You are still like, you're no different from any sinner out there. You only know you go to church. Church is not a place of religious activities. It is a place of salvation. Hello? Are you hearing me? So that you won't say you didn't hear. There is nothing better you can hear from me more than to hear the message of salvation. You must be born again. It's a must. It's not an idea. If I may. No. And if you are born again, the Bible says, the grace of God that bringeth salvation and appear to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, you must not be an ungodly man. You must not be a worldly person, living a worldly life full of this world, and yet there is no record of you in heaven. God did not know you. He doesn't know you. He said we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. As we are now, as Christians, we are to live godly. So, I invite you to the Calvary for salvation this morning. I pray you will not play with this moment. Bow down your heads wherever you are. Bow down your heads and say, Lord Jesus, save me. There's no better message you can hear better than this. God can heal sicknesses. He can deliver you from oppression. He can kill your enemies if he wants. But you are not born again. You are not living a righteous life. And you are calling God for help. What help do you want him to do for you? If you know you want to give your life to Christ this morning, as all heads are bowed, lift up your hand wherever you are. Yes, thank God for those hands. You want to be born again. This is a gathering of born again people. Saved. You want God to save you, lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. Wherever you are, lift up your hand. You want to be born again. I want to pray for you. After now, you are on your own. God, I've done my own. I've given you the word. If you die any day, or Jesus come any moment, you won't say you didn't see one pastor who told you. You want to be saved? Lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. I want to proceed now. Yes, where are those hands? Lift it up again. Lift it up. Don't bother yourself. Don't be afraid. Raise it up. I want to pray from here. Thank you, Jesus, for those hands. I'm praying that you will have mercy on them. As they have decided to be saved today, God, save them indeed in Jesus' name. That the grace to live a righteous life will be released unto them. And after now, their lives will not remain the same. They will have eternal encounter with you forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Write their name in the book of life, and it shall be well with them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, we are rounding up this meeting today. The God of all possibilities. God can do anything in your life. Are you ready this morning? So, right up on your feet. We want to worship him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. Is there anybody who would like to praise God here? You like to praise God? You like to worship God? That's what I live for. I live for worshiping God. I praise God with my life. Whether on the roads, anytime, any day. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. For what he has done in my life, I will praise him.
2021, you will know you did freedom today. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That yoke you have been carrying for long is broken right now. It's broken right now. It's broken right now. It's broken right now. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. It is not of he that willeth nor of he that runneth. It is of the Lord that showeth mercy. God wants to show you mercy. Say, God, I receive mercy from you. I receive mercy from you. I receive mercy from you. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Whatsoever be the reproach, you heard my evangelist saying, 11 years of no child, 11 years of married without a child, it got broken. And now he has a child. What is that load you are carrying? I come out. Let it be removed from your head. That yoke you have been carrying is going to be dropped today. Say, I drop every load that I am carrying that is not my own. I drop every load that I am carrying that is not my own. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. That load you are carrying that is not your own, drop it. Drop it at the feet of Jesus. I said drop it. I said drop it. The God of all possibilities, he can take away your shame, take away your reproach, take away your nakedness and break the yoke in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Aha. That yoke has been broken. It's been taken away. It's been taken away. Liberation has come from the throne of grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I worship your name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, thank you for what you are going to do. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now sit down. In 1 Samuel, chapter 1, I'm talking on the topic, never you forget the goodness of God. In 1 Samuel, chapter 1, I read some part to you last time. The Bible said there was a woman called Hannah. And this woman was barren. For years, she has no child. And at this time, they went to Shiloh again. Yearly sacrifice. Yearly attendance in Shiloh. She had been marking attendance. Nothing happened until this particular year. Somebody is really doing his freedom today. Until this year, the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 1, it said, I read verse 3, and this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave a portion, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, and to all our sons and our daughters, portions. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion. For he loved Hannah. But the Lord has shut up and won. And adversary also provoked her soul. For to make her free. Because the Lord has shut up and won. And as he did so year by year. And when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. This time he said, no, something must happen. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Anna, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart great? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the sea by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a male child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall not come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Anna, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Anna answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I pour out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaints and greed have I spoken it at all. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. You shall live here without sorrow any longer. All that Eli said to Hannah was, hey, so you are not drunk. So there is a problem you are passing through. That's why you are praying like this. It's all right. As a priest of God, I say to you, go in peace. May the God of Israel grant thee the petition which thou requested from him. And the woman also replied, oh, thank God. Let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. And she went away and was no longer sorrowful. That was the end of barrenness. Hello? Listen to me. Our God is a good God. But you know what? May you not forget the goodness of God in your life. She left the temple without being sorrowful again because she has gotten the miracle. I know somebody will live here without knowing that he has gotten the miracle today. That's what I was telling you about faith yesterday. He didn't sleep with the husband in the church, but she left with the assurance that the miracle has taken place. You are living here with your testimony. You are living here with your miracle. In the name of Jesus. It's not just, it's not being fearful or doubtful or complaining. Hannah has poured her heart to God. Year by year, she has been going. It didn't happen. That year was the year of a turnaround. This year will be your year of a turnaround. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what is your pain. I don't know what is your trouble. But God is saying to me, you are living here without sorrow. Praise the Lord. And the woman went home. The Bible says she met with her husband. And that was how, let me read a little further. In verse 19, and they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord. And returned and came to the house of their house of Ramah. And then Hannah knew Hannah his wife. And the Lord remembered her. God will remember you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was that about that Anna had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Praise God. You know why I like this testimony? Because this is a testimony of somebody who encountered God and never forget about it. It's not about people. You know, there are so many of you, you encounter God, you forget so easily. You easily forget what God has done for you. That's why I sing that song. Almost every program I go, I sing. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. When God bless you, do you remember? When God heal you, do you remember? When God change your condition, do you remember? Do you ever remember the good thing God has done for you before? Hannah got the miracle. He named the child Samuel because I asked him of the Lord. This is a testimony of God. You know, some of you, when God does something for you, you think it is because you are intelligent. It's because you have been working for years. It's because you have done this and that. That's why God did it. No! God decided to remember you. That some people did better than you and they never get anything. So, the woman was so happy like that. See what the Lord has done for her. Then, let me show you. To show that this woman was a grateful woman. Then the Bible says, I read further. Wherefore, I read from verse 21. And the man Elkanah and all his household went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow again. But Anna went not up yet, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. We want to fulfill our vow. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode, and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks, and one ephah of flour, and butter of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. That was according to the tradition of those days. Then in verse 25, and they slew the bullock and brought the child to Eli. The same priest was still there. Verse 26, and she said, oh my Lord, as thou so livest, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, also I have led him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be led to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Praise the Lord. May you have that testimony. But if it is some people, they will never remember God. He has gotten a child. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He has gone. She returned back. Return back to meet the priest. This, do you still remember me? Oh, I may not remember. I am that woman that was praying here that time. It has passed 1 year now. I am that woman that was praying here that time. This was the child I asked from God. And God gave the child to me. I decided to return the child back to God. May you not forget the goodness of God. She could not forget what the Lord has done for her. Today you see people who God has blessed, God has helped in so many places, at so many times, even to come and testify to God, they cannot do it. Because that miracle is not enough. They need another one. That miracle is not enough. That is it, that one? I need another one. You are always looking for more. The work God has done, you are never thanking for it. You cannot see the goodness of God and appreciate it because the devil will want you to forget about yesterday's miracle. Look for tomorrow's own. And that's a trap from the pit of hell. And that's why so many people struggle so much in life, they never see the goodness of God. God has done something for them before. It's not as if he didn't do. It's not as if there was no miracle before. There was something great that happened before. But they have swallowed that one. Hey, may the Lord help you today. That you will not swallow the blessings of God. You will swallow what he has done and you are asking for another thing. What about the thing that happened before? God saved you, delivered you, helped you. And I've done greater things in your life. And you are saying, it's all right. God is good though. Yes, we know God is good. But you see, the condition where I am now. In fact, I need God. You need God again. What about the one he did before? How much of the thanksgiving have you given? How much of his goodness have you shown to men? How many people have you told what God did for you? How many people are aware that your God is good? How many know? All they see from you is complaint. All they know about you is you are always in need. Hey, may the Lord deliver you. So many Christians look at people who are always in need. They are not people who are testifying. No. When you see a man who is testifying, you know. When you see a man who is always a needy, you know. Always a needy. They go to temple, always a needy. They go to church, always a needy. They go to temple, always a needy. There's no time they say, I went to church and I prayed and God answered me. Brethren, come and see what the Lord has done. I pray after today you will have that testimony. Yeah. You'll be able to say, see what the Lord has done. For he has been so good. That's why it's that Psalm 103. Psalm 103. It says, from verse 1, it said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget all the benefits that the Lord has given to you as you have been following him. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle? Has God done anything for you? Don't forget all his benefits. He is interested. Hello? Jesus said to some people in Luke 17, he said, go, 10 lepers, go and meet the priest and offer the sacrifice as it is written in the law. And they went. As they were going, they were cleansed from their leprosy. And one of them returned. One of them returned, said, hey, this is great. And came and lied down and started worshiping God for what he has done. And Jesus said, were there not 10 that was cleansed? Where are the 9? Which group do you belong? Group of 9, a big group of 1. Praise God. Praise God. You choose to yourself, which group do you belong? We always had 9 people that will never return to give glory to God in the church. 9. Can you see the ratio? 9 to 1. 9 to 1. He was conscious of the fact that it was 10 people that were cleansed. 10. Only 1 return. 1. 1. After today, changes will take place in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, our God is so good. and he wants people, he wants his children to appreciate his goodness, it will be bad if God has done well for you, and instead of you to be thanking him, you will be complaining. Complaining to him and complaining to others. You say certain things that make God angry. What do you mean? In Psalm 27, Psalm 27, verse 13, the Bible says, he says, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. If not because I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, I would have been a fainted man. I would have given up. I would have surrendered to the will of the devil. But I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, I pray you will see the goodness of the Lord. Why are you fainting? Why are you giving up? Why are you getting tired? Why are you getting wearied? I would have fainted unless that I believe. That's why you need to believe. Good things are waiting for you. Are you sure of that? I am too sure. Good things are waiting for you. Blessings are on your way. Miracles are on your way. But you need to believe. If not, you will faint. You will think that God is not good again. I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's in Psalm 31 verse 19. 31 verse 19. He said, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up from them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. How great is thy goodness that you have laid up for them that fear thee. There's a goodness of the Lord that must appear in your life. Yes. People should see you and say, Kai, this your God is good. People should see you and give glory to the Almighty God. And appreciate God for your life. Because there's good things following you. There's blessings following you. That's the way God programmed your life to be. That's why in Psalm 107, you see, you hear this statement. You will discover that God sometimes will wonder. Psalm 107, look at verse 8. It says, oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men will praise. It's a shock. How I wish people would praise God. He repeated. Oh, that men will praise the Lord. Are men really praising God for his goodness? Do they appreciate his goodness in their life? No. They do not appreciate his goodness. Many people look at God as if, oh, he fasts. He bless so-so-so person more than me. So-so people are more blessed than me. God has not done much. In my life, oh, he tried, but he never do much. Yes. How is everything? Hey, we thank God, though. Hey, we thank God. We just manage. May God graduate you from managing. That you will see abundance of his blessing. Hello? All that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. He's doing great things in your life. It's just because you are not seeing it. He's doing wonderful things for you. He's helping you more than you can imagine. He has sustained your life. He has kept you. He has delivered you from so many evil that the enemy wanted to bring on your way. So many troubles. Hallelujah. You know, one of the reasons why I give glory to God so much, he has done so much for me. For the past 4 years or so, I passed through trials in ministry, the type I never dreamed of. The type I could never imagine. Praise God. But you see, the Lord sustained me. I said to myself, if what is inside me
had not been removed, then Satan failed. Praise God. Because the grace of God that I enjoy is still there, intact. No matter the attack, no matter the battle, the ocean is still flowing. The glory is still there. So I am so happy, blessed, satisfied for what he has done. Somebody may look and say, hey, this man, where did you, you didn't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I traveled last week for a journey to Edo State, which I wouldn't have liked to make that journey because of the closeness of this program, because of the importance of this person to me. And with the opportunity to see my aged mother, I said, okay. You know, I went to that place. I went there free, with a free vehicle to Edo State and come back free. I never thought of it. Praise God. The woman said to me, don't bother yourself. There's a vehicle that will pick you and will carry you, go and bring you back. Free of charge. I said, that is wonderful. I've never seen such favor. Hello? For what he has done for me, I will praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. God will do greater things for you after today. More surprising miracles are going to happen in your life. Praise him, appreciate him, thank him for the goodness of yesterday. He has helped you so much. He has done so many good things in your life. In the book of Romans, chapter 2, somebody will be rambling on. Because I don't want to keep you too long. In Romans chapter 2, the Bible says, I read from verse 1. It said, therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art, that judges. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinketh thou this, O man, that judgest them, we do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Are you aware that so many people are dying in sin? That you have repented of sin, that you say you are born again, you think it's a cheap thing? You think it's so cheap? Everybody just found salvation like that? No. 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 Are you despising the riches of his goodness and forbearance? He has bear with you. And long suffering, he has endured with you, even your sin. Not knowing that the goodness of God is what leads thee to repentance. I'll preach in the message about 2 weeks in a place on the joy of repentance. I said that today we live in the days where people do no longer repent. They are no more conscious of repentance. They just go to church. They don't repent of their sin. And they are satisfied with that. And they are not aware that the greatest miracle God gave to man on earth is the grace for repentance. That you have grace to repent of your sin is a miracle. Praise God. So many people died in their sin and they are crying in hell now. They didn't repent. They were not able to do it. It is the goodness of God that led the man to repentance. It is the goodness of God that make a man to say, I am sorry for my sin. It is the goodness of God. If not, you can be going like that. If you carry a Bible with your immorality, and you will be ministering on the altar. You can be carrying a Bible with your iniquity and you say you are a minister of God. You can be singing music for Jesus. As a sinner. No grace to repent. You found that grace and you are joking with it. Are you despising it? Is it not enough for you to give glory to God? I know so many people who, I have a brother. He loved me so much because when things were terrible with him, he knows me and I know him. He used to smoke in their hand. Even when I got repented, when we were in Lagos, I will preach to him and preach to him. For where? His family member. Nobody can tell him because they see him as a foolish person. Say, what person? Because of his bow. One day, he carried me out. After we talk and talk, he said, I should follow you so see somebody. We went there, only for me to discover that it is where they are smoking their hand. He carried me to the place. Jesus. I said, you brought me here. You were not afraid. He said, bro, don't worry. Don't worry. Just wait for me. When I feel we go. He smoking. Don't reach like that. Today is no more smoking Igbo. He has changed. He doesn't play with me at all. He doesn't play with me at all. Because he will tell you, he will tell anybody, see. He said, this my brother. He said, you see pastors everywhere, but he's not like them. Why? He has changed. In fact, his people now, they are wondering, is it this man that is like this? That has changed now? That's why I don't easily give up on people. It doesn't matter how far you have gone, you can return back. Amen. Because God's goodness will locate you. The goodness of God will find you wherever you have gone astray. That's how good he is. Wonderful God. So you must appreciate his goodness in your life. Thank him for what he has done. Appreciate him for what he has done. If Hannah could record the events that took place in her life and went back to the temple and said, God, I have come. And said, priest, that I am the woman that was here. I come as I have said. There are so many of us, you make pledges, you tell God, when you are sick, oh God, if you can heal me, I will never leave your house. Oh God, if you can heal me, in fact, I will die with you. As soon as you are able to move around, you say, God, bye-bye. You see, I am through now. We shall see next time. We see next time. Church, now become a body. Serving God, now become a problem. It's when you are in trouble, that's when you know God. But when it is well with you, you look at God as if he's not helping you again. That yoke will be destroyed in your life. That's how the devil have cheated men out of good things of God. You think God is happy? God is not happy. He wants you to be talking good about him. He wants you to testify of what he has done for you. Not to be swallowing them. So that people will think that God has never helped you. Today, you will dance to God. I say you will dance to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. I read Psalm 84 and we pray. Psalm 84. Psalm 84. In verse 11. I read from verse 10 rather. For a day in thy court is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. Hallelujah. God will not withhold any good thing from you. After today, you will see the goodness of God. The Bible says the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He will give grace and glory. God, that's why if the enemy is troubling your life, fear not, the Lord will deliver you. Don't worry. He's attacking you, he will soon fade away. The devil is troubling your destiny. He's telling you there is no hope. Don't worry. Satan will soon fail. Praise God. God is a son and a sheep. Are they saying you will not marry? I'm telling you, those people will celebrate your wedding. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Understand the riches of God. Who is that person saying you will get that blessing? You are getting it. Don't bother yourself. Just know that the Lord God is a son and a sheep. He will give grace and glory. He will help you to overcome that period. And the glory will come down.
No good thing shall he withhold unto them that walk uprightly. Just stand upright in God. That's all. He won't withhold any good thing from you. He will not withhold anything good from you. Blessed are those that trust in him. Dearly beloved, there are miracles on your way. There are favors coming on your way. Even after today, before this year ends, you will enjoy the goodness of God. Before you enter into 2021, you will know that God is good. All those that seek your life will perish before you. All those that say that you will not see blessing, you will not enjoy this world, they will die before your face. Because if God has marked you for a glorious destiny, no man can stop it. Rise up on your feet. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him.
For what he has done for me, I will praise him.
I will praise him.
I will praise him.
Jehovah,
I will praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him.
I will praise him.
I will praise him.
Almighty God.
I will praise him.
Almighty Redeemer. Circumcised Philistines. If you remember what God did yesterday, you will be free from the trouble of today. You must face your problem with the testimonies of yesterday. Don't forget what God did yesterday. That same God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wasn't sleeping when he delivered you yesterday. So he will not be sleeping when he will deliver you tomorrow. So don't ever forget what God has done. That was how David went to Goliath. Everybody said, no way. But when Saul had the testimony of David, he said, well, no problem. Let nobody stop him. Let him go. And he went there and brought down a champion from his youth. Where is that devil that cannot fall before you? It's because many of us will complain too much. Lift up your hand and say, God, I receive grace today. To appreciate God for what he has done for me. I receive grace to appreciate God for what he has done in the past. I receive grace to appreciate him for the miracles of yesterday, for the favor of yesterday, for the blessings of yesterday. Oh Lord, I have received grace to thank you. I am no more going to be ungrateful. I will no more forget the goodness of the Lord. What you have done is great. I can testify. I can testify. I can testify. For you have been so good. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I worship you. I exalt your name. I thank you. I won't forget your goodness again. I will not forget your blessings again. I will face the problem that faced me today by the goodness of yesterday. The miracles of yesterday are still fresh in my mind. They are still fresh in my mind. They are still fresh in my mind. They are still fresh in my mind. You deliver me from the hands of death. You deliver me from the frustration of this life. You say that I will not die, but I will live. You make me a winner in the battles of life. You help me when things were so difficult. You assisted me in a time when I never know who to call. You were there for me. You were there for me. What a great God you are. The enemy thought I would have been in the grave by now. But you see, I am still bouncy because God is good. God is faithful. God is alive. God did it again. What a miraculous God we serve. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, our Father. Hey, glory be to the name of the Lord. I appreciate you. Thank you, blessed Father. You are wonderful. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Lift up your hand. By the power in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to you right now that the Egyptians that pursued you yesterday, they will see you no more. They thought they chased you. They have tried. They tried and chased you up till now. I'm telling you, they are falling before you right now. By the power in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that your season of laughter has come. Your season of endless joy has come. The sorrow shall vanish away. The sorrow shall vanish away. It shall be your season of testimony. Oh yes, your pursuers shall see you no more. They say, how did he escape? Yes. Because God is good. He made him to escape. You are escaping all the traps of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, blessed Father. Whatsoever has been buried in the front of your business is being rooted out right now. Whosoever buried that thing will go with it. I command open door right here, right now. Root out that evil charm in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. Holy Spirit, grace is flowing right here. Brother, receive grace. Sister, receive grace. Brother, receive grace. Sister, receive grace. The grace to overcome the challenges in Nigeria. Receive in the name of Jesus. The problem you did not cause will not succeed in your life. The problem you are not part of will not succeed to close you up. Yes, God's mercy has located you. God's goodness is following you right now. I am declaring to you that as you leave this place, you will jam the goodness of God. You will meet with the goodness of God. You will meet with the favor of God. You will meet with the blessings of God. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, let a fresh dew come upon them. The fresh oil come upon your hair. Ah, yes, there shall be a fresh revelation coming upon you. God shall speak clearly to your ears. You will know the next step to take. You won't go into 2021 with the same struggle. You are going to take a new step. You are going to take a new step. Receive that revelation now. Receive that revelation now. Sakuria matazokupa. Yatu sikita zoriyama. Yeke busarimata. You have been so disappointed and your faith has been weak. But your faith is revived right now. That disappointment, you will see it no more. Do not be afraid. You will no longer be disappointed. Maybe it was in marriage. You will no longer be disappointed. Receive that miracle. Receive that miracle. Receive that miracle. Receive that miracle. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I hand them over to you. As you live here, your heart will be full of joy. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.